Good afternoon. I'm Jim Stimson. I'm at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. I'm a faculty there in the Health Services Research Administration Department, the director for the Center for Health Policy, and senior policy analyst in the Chancellor's Office. So today I'm talking about health outcomes of returned migrants in Mexico using a unique data source out of Princeton that we're mining. We have no relationships to disclose. So I've been interested for a while in it's called the Hispanic paradox, which is that the health profile of Hispanics being better than you'd expect given their socioeconomic status being about equivalent to African Americans. And so this has been coined in the 80s and people have been puzzling over for many, many years and with a lot of great insights over time. And one of those insights that's been kind of apparent is that, you know, Hispanic is a very broad term and a very heterogeneous group. And one of those dividers that we've found over time is that there's a really big difference in health profile of U.S.-born Hispanics versus foreign-born Hispanics. The foreign-born Hispanics tend to be demonstrating much healthier profile than the U.S.-born Hispanics. And so, and then diving down further, recent immigrants tend to be healthier than longer-term immigrants. And then there's many hypotheses around all of this complexity. One is that there could be errors in the databases that have been tracking this, particularly vital statistics databases. The heterogeneity of this group is very difficult to capture in a broad, socially constructed definition of ethnicity. But there's also a couple of demographic hypotheses. One is the healthy migrant effect, which says that simply that, in condensing it down, that healthy people tend to migrate and unhealthy people tend not to migrate to the United States, in particular because they're coming here perhaps for more jobs that require health. And Alberto Poloni coined the term salmon bias, which is that perhaps what we're seeing in this paradox is that once people migrate here, they become unhealthy. Perhaps they migrate back to their country of origin to get health care or to stay there. And so when we are doing health profiles in the United States, we're simply just capturing the healthier people that remained behind. And then finally, there's also the impact of acculturation. Acculturation over time could make people less healthy. So our goal was to get some additional insight into this by comparing the health problems of unauthorized, legal, and non-migrants. Perhaps the short-term health advantages that migrants may experience early in their migration history may disappear years later as they age, and the trajectory over time between recent migrants and longer-term migrants may diverge, or also that the differences in the health risks and the outcomes may appear later in life by migration history. We used with the Mexican Migration Project, which is a data out of Princeton. It's an ethno-survey of Mexican heads of households. So they're surveying people in Mexico, which makes it a little bit easier to ask people about their migration history, because if you ask them here when they're in the United States, are you unauthorized? They'd be reluctant to talk to you, but in Mexico, there's less of a downside for them to disclose that they had migrated illegally or undocumented. So in this database, there are 4,539 respondents in their database with non-missing health and socioeconomic measures. We had 674 unauthorized migrants, 105 legal migrants, and 3,700 non-migrants. In the outcome measures that they have for health in this database, this database was primarily a demographic database, so I was very interested in looking at family structure and background and the migration history. So it's tremendously awesome detail on those measures. But for health, they have self-reported diagnosis of hypertension, diabetes, mental health, heart and lung problems. And so we used all of the health outcomes that they had. They have U.S.-Mexico border crossings in a great amount of detail. The year that they crossed, whether they had documentation, or they used documentation, the length of the time that they spent in the United States or not. And we, to model this over time, over their migration history and over their age, we used multivariate Cox regression, adjusted for the sampling weights, used the survey year for the time trends, and have a number of controls, including male gender, education, marital status, smoking status, obesity, various measures of kind of socioeconomic status that make sense there, which include owning a house, the kind of amenities, what kind of amenities they have in their house, whether they own a vehicle, and whether they own a business. So the first, just to kind of get it right into the results, they have a very similar story. So what we have here is, from this Cox regression, age is the x-axis, and then the probability is the y-axis, and these various lines that my economist friend created. The top line is the unauthorized and deported, meaning they went to the United States without documentation and then they were deported. Then we also have unauthorized but never deported, so they returned on their own volition. And then we have they legally migrated and then returned, and then those that never migrated, never left Mexico. And in all of these health outcomes, it's a very similar story. The probability of, in this case, diabetes went up over time. This is age in years. And so the unauthorized deported had the highest probability of having of reporting diabetes, followed by the unauthorized never reported. And then, so that'll be the theme for all of these findings here. The same kind of trajectory here where for hypertension. Again, it's unauthorized deported with the highest probability, followed by unauthorized never deported, and then never migrated, always being at the lowest end. So they always kind of follow this pattern. In this case, poor mental health, there's no statistically significant difference between the different deported or not deported for the unauthorized. They're about equally the same in terms of reporting poor mental health, and a big difference over, starting at 50 all the way to 90, with that difference between those groups growing over time. A similar story for heart problems. Again, here they almost conglomerated into two separate kind of groups. And then lung problems, similar story. So it was kind of a beautiful thing that we got a similar story in our findings. This demonstrates that instead of by cross age categories, these are just the hazard ratios, the multivariate adjusted hazard ratios. So you have, this tells the story a little bit cleaner than some of those lines, which is that there's no statistically significant difference between the legalized migrants, those that migrated legally to the United States and then returned, versus the never migrated. But there was a difference between unauthorized, never deported. They had a much higher hazard or probability of reporting poor health outcomes compared to never migrated. And that was also the case for unauthorized deported, except for lung problems because of the extremely wide confidence interval. So there's a few kind of conclusions that we draw from this. Certainly the straightforward interpretation is that unauthorized migrants returning from the United States to reside in Mexico are in significantly worse health than legal migrants and non-migrants. And the health advantages of immigrants in the United States have over non-migrants do not seem to extend to returned unauthorized migrants. And so this provides us a little bit more insight into the complexity of this Hispanic paradox, kind of where we started from, which is that there's quite a lot, as you keep, kind of falling down the rabbit hole and finding more and more details about the history and the heterogeneity of, and the complexity of, one, you have the complexity of the concept of ethnicity and how that can change over time. the complexity of the different countries of origin of Hispanic. In this case, it's just we're just looking at Mexico, so that makes it cleaner for this particular insight. But that we know that there's different health profiles for people that migrate from Cuba versus Mexico versus Costa Rica versus South America. They're all very different. They have different histories within their and socialization trajectories within their own country of origin, and then their probably their path coming to the United States is very different. So in this case, it seems that unauthorized migrants do appear to have some sort of, you know, higher probability of health outcomes, underscoring that there are, you know, very big differences across these groups, and that hopefully this will help us kind of move this agenda forward in the future. Thank you.